With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Former President Donald Trump says the rise in Iran-backed terrorist attacks can be explained by his loss in the 2020 election.
Trump says things were different before the election.
When I was president, Iran was broke. They were broke. Stone cold broke.
Which meant no money to fund its long list of proxies.
Hamas, Hezbollah had no terror because they had no money. They had no cash.
A situation, he says, had Iran willing to make some concessions.
They wanted to make a deal with me, and then the election was rigged.
Former President Trump made his comments this past week on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Bob Agner reporting.
A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine has come into force as Kyiv struggles to boost troop numbers. That after Russia launched a new offensive that some fear could close in on the city. Also at srnnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's deeply troubling for Israel that the Biden team appears to be withholding information that could help protect IDF soldiers and win the war against Hamas.
The United States is withholding vital intelligence from us about the whereabouts of Hamas leaders. And one has to assume that if you know where the Hamas leaders are, you know where hostages are. And withholding this in exchange for an Israeli commitment not to enter Rafah, that is, not confident with the relationship between allies.
Well, the man accused of attempting to assassinate Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico has now been ordered to remain behind bars. Fico is in serious but stable condition after surviving a number of gunshot wounds. Prosecutors telling police not to publicly identify the man or release any other details. This is SRN News. Christians are very nervous about artificial intelligence.
In fact, most Americans are nervous about AI, fearing that it will ultimately do more harm than good. But the latest poll released by the American Bible Society finds that believers have a heightened concern about AI and how it will be used. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, "Practicing Christians are more likely to say the bad results of AI will outweigh the good, and the greatest uncertainty is at the intersection of AI and faith." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado, the latest state seeking to make itself an abortion destination. One Colorado abortion fund says it has helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancies so far this year. One official says many in Colorado arrived from the state of Texas, where, of course, pro-life laws are very strong. This is SRN News. Mercedes auto workers in Alabama voting against the unionization.
The workers at two Mercedes plants outside of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have voted 56% against joining the United Auto Workers Union. It's a setback for the UAW's drive to organize factories in the South, where some governors have been warning workers they could wind up losing their jobs because the companies would have higher costs. One anti-union worker said they didn't believe the union's promises of higher pay around $40 an hour and better benefits. A month ago, the UAW did score a win with Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A history-making day on Wall Street. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials closed above the 40,000 mark. More details at srnnews.com.